Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices. Messiah's Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints, and welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We're broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network. The date today is March 17, 2011. On Libya. They could come against Gaddafi's forces at any time now. They're going to defend Benghazi using all means necessary to save the city. You see, saints, a few weeks ago I felt the need to really bring forth a warning, so I was led to start sounding the shofar as a warning of grave trouble that was coming. In a short time since that, the Middle East continues to be in uproar. And Japan now has experienced the earthquake, and we still don't know what the extent of that would be with the nuclear reactors. So, saints, you must stay awake because the world is in great turmoil. Most of you out there just really don't realize it, but we are in that time of the end. So it's time to come out of Babylon, the world, and look to the holy city. Look to that one who suffered and died for you. Please make this choice tonight. If you need help after the program, call me, and I'll pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, leave your name, your number, your prayer request, or message. Our phone number, of course, is 620-878-4682. You can also find other information on how to contact us, donate to this ministry, or anything else at prophecyhour.com. Prophecyhour.com. Now, before I bring our guest on, let's get the Father into this by having a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name, I pray, Father God, I just ask that whatever comes out tonight on this program is really what you want to come out, not necessarily what our guest wants or not necessarily what I want, but what you want to come out. And I thank you so much for our time with the world this week. Amen and amen. In the book of Amos, it is recorded that the Lord our Father would surely warn his servants, the prophets, of trouble before it came. Holding to that, we bring on with us tonight my good friend, Apostle Stan Johnson, with words of dire warning and some insight into what is really going on in the Middle East and something that's coming that we must all be ready for. You. Now, are you with me, Stan?
I am.
Well, welcome. I'm sure glad to have you on. And actually, I've been trying to get you on ever since this Middle East thing has started. So please, can you lead us into this and tell us what you basically told me?
Well, yes. First of all, now I want to separate what I say, quoting Lindsey Williams, from what I'm going to talk about here in a little bit from Prophet Leslie, because Prophet Leslie isn't giving Lindsey Williams any advice, nor vice versa. In other words, Lindsey hears from the ruling elite, whereas Prophet Leslie hears from the elite one.
Amen. I was going to say he's still the ruling elite.
He is the ruler. Yeah, amen.
Okay.
So, first of all, let me back up. And now I tell you right up front, a lot of this comes from Lindsey. I want to give him full credit. And I also want to say he has just made three brand new DVDs. And I'm going to tell you, folks, if you don't call in and get these DVDs, you are really, really missing it. You are hurting yourself because you don't know the information. And I can't pause. I mean, it's just over 3 hours of information. No way I can put it all across if I did know it and could quote it.
Absolutely. Well, Stan, where can they get it at?
Okay, well, they would go to, well, the best way is to call Prophecy Club, 785-266-1112, and the key word to remember starts with a T, it's turmoil in the Middle East.
That's what we're talking about tonight, for
that's
sure.
That's right. Okay. So, now, again, a lot of this comes from Lindsay. Now, here's the situation. Back in the 70s, when oil was discovered in the Middle East, the American oil companies, because then, as now, they pretty much control the oil industry, and if you control the oil industry, you pretty much control the world.
Right.
And from that is where Lindsay gets a lot of his very good and accurate information. So anyway, so they went over to the Middle East, and they talked to the Middle Eastern, you know, the Arabs, and of course, when they arrived there, the Arabs are living in tents and riding camels. And they said, all right, we will give you a little bit of the profit from this oil. We will drill the wells. We will produce it. We will build the refineries. We will sell it, truck it. We will do everything we need to do. And there's two things we ask of you in return. One is that all oil sales must be dollar denominated, thereby strengthening the dollar, because all of these other nations of the world that wanted to buy Middle Eastern oil had to switch their currency from francs or marks or whatever it might be into dollars, which means they had to hold in reserve a large amount of dollars, which makes the dollar more valuable. Second thing is that they had to give a percentage, and apparently it was a pretty large percentage, of their profits to buy U.S. Treasury bonds. In other words, in effect, giving it to the United States by buying our debt.
Right.
they also said, if you'll do this, then we will promise that we will buy our oil from you, and we will not develop our vast domestic reserves in the United States. So about 2 months ago, Lindsay gets this call. Now, his number one ruling elite buddy died. However, he made a lot of friends. Now, I probably need to tell you about that. Back in the 70s, when they were building the Alaska pipeline, Lindsay was a chaplain to the Alaskan pipeline. And he won them as a friend, and they came to him and invited him to be the chaplain and gave him executive status. Now, I believe what that meant was because they allowed him to come in and sit in their boardroom. You don't get that unless you've impressed somebody, okay? He got for 3 years to sit in their boardrooms to have lunch with people that rule the world. Well, so he's made a lot of friends. And about 2 months ago, one of his other buddies called him and filled him in. And he says, okay, here's the scoop on what's really going on in the Middle East. He said that the riots in the Middle East are done and orchestrated by the ruling elite. And the reason they're doing it is for twofold. Now, remember that agreement that the United States, or I should say the oil companies, made with the Arabs, saying that we won't develop our domestic reserves, we'll buy our oil from you as long as you do this thing. Well, there's two things that these riots are doing. One is it's going to begin to cut off the oil from the Middle East. In other words, they're no longer going to be able to supply the vast amounts of oil that they have in the past, as
right.
has already been illustrated with Libya and with Egypt. I mean, when... See, the oil companies were really smart. Okay, they not only went in, brought their rigs in, drilled the holes, erected the pipes, built the refineries, put in the pipes that put the oil out to the tankers, they came up with sellers or purchasers for all of the oil. They did it all. So that was real nice right up until the time they decide that they're going to call all of their employees home.
Right.
And you remember about 3 weeks ago, they were openly announcing that because of the riots, they had told all of their employees to come home. Well,
right.
what do you suppose happens when all of the employees that run the refineries, that run all of the pumping stations, that run all of the oil wells, that supervise all of that, when they up and leave, that means their oil supply is shut down. It's still down the ground, but it's not coming out because
right.
nobody knows how to run all that equipment.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. These camel jockeys, you know, probably, excuse me.
That's right.
They probably don't know much about actually pumping the oil.
No. You look at them. They are poverty-stricken people. Everyone you see on there, there's just a few people that are extremely wealthy. All right, mm-hmm. So the first thing it's doing is it's cutting off the supply of oil from the Middle East to the rest of the world. And this is going to be the excuse for raising the oil prices. And they said
right.
The price of a barrel of oil, which is now at about, I hadn't checked recently, but in the last week or so, the last time I checked, it was about $100, $110 a barrel.
Right.
They said it's
going up, but I don't know.
Well, it's going to rise up to about $200 a barrel.
Wow.
He said the price of gasoline is going to go to around $5 a gallon. Diesel is going to be around $7 a gallon. And by raising this price, what it's going to do is they're going to be forcing the Arabs to break their agreement with the oil companies. And then the Americans, because the price of crude oil gets so high, are going to be screaming for them to develop their domestic reserves.
Right.
Now, they're obviously, these oil companies are going to be making massive, massive profits. And they're saying that they are doing this to fund their oil or their New World Order. Now,
really?
What is going to happen is they're going to start developing the four major oil reserves in the United States that heretofore they haven't developed, and they've used various excuses. One of them is, it wouldn't surprise me, but what they're really behind a lot of this environmental complaints about, you know, we don't want to hurt the caribou or the spotted owl and things like that. Okay.
Well, Stan, they have funded those things. They have found that out. It came out in the last election that oil companies had funded a lot of the environmental movements.
Oh, yes, absolutely. All right, well, that's just confirmed then. Okay, so what's going to happen when the price of oil hits around $200 a barrel, then they're going to start producing their domestic oil reserves. And those reserves are primarily in four places. One is Gull Island, Alaska. The other one is the Alaskan Wildlife Refuge. That's where the caribou apparently, you know, live.
Right.
And then the next one is the Bakken Reserve, which is up in northern in North and South Dakota and southern Canada. And then also the Colorado Reserve.
Right.
Now, according to USGS.gov, that's the United States Geological Survey, I'm not saying this. They said it. Our government said this.
Okay.
That there is more recoverable oil in America than the rest of the world combined.
Wow.
In other words, we never, ever really needed to buy any of this foreign oil. They were just, you know, basically, it's a nice way to pretty much steal the Arabs' oil. But the Arabs got some money from it, but not much. But it still left the oil companies totally in charge, you see. All right, now, when the price of oil gets $200, then they're going to start developing these reserves. Now, I'm going to ask you, what do you suppose the environmentalists are going to say when they start moving in these giant rigs and start moving the caribou over and start developing and drilling in these wildlife reserves?
Stan, they've already proven that they're extremely radical and violent, so there's no telling what they'll do. They'll go berserk.
Yep, absolutely. That's absolutely what they're going to do. Now, the reason we know that, now I'm going to jump from Lindsey Williams, and I want to make clear that this information does not come from Lindsey Williams. This comes from the prophet. This comes from God. All right, now, here's what happened. February 27th, 2001, and I'll just read this. Prophet Leslie gave a prophecy. And she said, soon the environmentalist movement will become very angry and outraged at the coming increase in U.S. oil drilling. Now, she knew about the oil drilling because she'd heard me talk about it and tell her about Lindsey and what he had been saying. So
right.
That didn't come there from the Lord. But environmentalists will get angry about that. That is from the Lord. All right,
okay.
Let's go on. At first, the presidential office will look like a hero by giving oil companies permission to drill in American domestic reserve areas. But the celebration will be short-lived. Many here on our land will, quote, want to take out their swords, unquote. This will cause a great division among the American people. The Lord says to his children, do not get caught up in this fight. We will need to trust totally in God. Remember, we do not worship the earth. We worship our God, the creator of the earth. Also, no matter how right or how good the cause of the environmentalists may sound, it is not the truth. Keep in mind, this is a thus saith the Lord, okay?
Okay.
She went on to say, children of God, continue to focus your eyes on me and do not be pulled into their pagan culture. The Lord also says he wants to warn you that there is something going to be put into our water system in many cities of this nation. People will begin to get sick and some will even die. Many will then begin to turn to drinking bottled water. Bottled water is going to become a precious commodity. Great amounts of bottled water will begin to be sold. Some of those who follow the environmentalist movement will be stocking up on plastic bottles. Great anger and warring in the hearts and tempers will begin to flare because of the damage that the environmentalists believe the plastic bottles are doing to, quote, Mother Earth, unquote. The Lord says to know and understand that these things they say are a lie. She went on to say, my children who have ears to hear, make sure you get a good, reliable water filter. I'm going to come back and talk about that in just a second. I'll just keep reading for right now.
Okay, go ahead.
And then, now later I ask her about this water. I said, are you saying that it's only in the tap, or is the water, the bad water coming out of the ground, or is it in the bottles, or where is it? And I'm going to get back to reading her and quoting her exact in just a second, but I had to ask, and here's what she said. She said, you will not be able to trust the tap, the ground, or the bottled water. None of it will be safe. Even the bottled water will be laced with illness. She said, the only thing you're going to be able to trust is my word and in me. But I'm telling you, you must get something to filter the water. Some of you need to save back money to get a good filtration system. You're going to need it in the very near future. Lord, I ask in the name of Jesus, this is still her talking on Sunday morning, that you will provide for everyone that has ears to hear or eyes to see and give them provision to get a water filter system. Lord, we thank you for the warning. We thank you for having already prepared the way for the situation, and we trust in you that you are going to get us through. Soon there will not be peace in our land. It will not be like war in the way we envision war. It will be war among the people. Enemies will continue to stir up strife. Where there's envy and strife, there is every evil work. Keep your eyes on me, says the Lord. Keep your spiritual eyes open and your ears open, for you will need to follow the voice of those who truly hear me. And then she said, Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that each one of us will be held accountable to hear the words of the Lord, and I pray you will remind us of the things that we need to know. Now, let me keep on reading here because I added some extra.
Go ahead. We got about 5 minutes before break.
Okay. All right. That'll be a good place. And I just want to say that I think most people that listen to your program and my program want God to warn them and to guide them and keep them from harm and evil and trouble. Well,
amen.
This is the first installment. In other words, we need to listen to this. If we don't listen to this, then why should he begin to tell us anything else? And the second thing I want to say is, when I was riding around with Dimitri Dudeman in February of 1988, taking him to different places to speak, he told me a story. He said the angel came to him when he was living in Romania one day and told him to tell all of the people to go to the stores and buy all the flour that they could. Flour, as in
right.
sugar and flour, okay? Go buy all of the flour you can possibly buy. And, of course, his congregation and his friends that knew him listened, and they all went and bought flour. 48 hours, there was no flour to be found in the stores. See, this is kind of the same thing. In other words, God is warning us. Now, here's the final thing, and you just interrupt when we're time to go to the break.
Okay.
I called our Berkey supplier. Now, we've been offering Berkey water filters for 12 or 13 years. So this is nothing new for us. Okay. And they said, well, if you're going to order some, you better place them quick because we're 2 to 3 weeks behind in all of our orders, and some of them were up to 4 months behind in filling orders. I said, how come? Has there been a run on them lately? She says, no. She said, as a matter of fact, it's just a groundswell just from all over the nation. About 2 or 3 years ago, it just kind of slowly started increasing, and she says, now we have got all of the manufacturers making them that we can possibly get, and they are working day and night, and they cannot get us enough water filters to fill the orders. Now, here's my point. Just like God is going to speak to the hearts of people and tell them just all over the nation when it's time to leave America, I believe that God has already been speaking to the hearts of many people across America to get water filters. Well, this should be a real big wake-up call.
It's amen.
It's time to get prepared.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it just goes like that. You know, one thing I noticed today, and over the last couple of days, you know, they were talking about potassium iodide pills because, you know, they thought that the radiation was going to hit California. And, you know, there was a mixed feeling where they should get it and not get it. Surgeon General said it was a good idea. But my point was this. Almost instantly, all the potassium iodate
right.
that was available was gone.
Boom.
And so, you know, if you wait till the last minute, and folks, you should, that's something you should have on hand anyway, but if you wait till the last minute, like with these water filters, you wait till the last minute, you know, oh, the trouble's here, now I need to stock up. That's kind of like the virgins, ain't it?
Right, exactly. It's just like the potassium iodate pills were gone within hours. The first time there's a news report that people are getting sick from something in the water supply, you won't be able to buy a water filter any place. I mean, within hours. Any water filter, any place, at any price. So I'm telling people they better be getting them. And we'll talk about what kind of water filters they need
right,
to get after
right.
the break.
Absolutely.
There's some do's and don'ts.
Well, we got about a minute and a half till break, so if you've got
my
something
website.
Else you can throw in there.
Yeah, I would suggest a couple of things. One is you want to call 785-266-1112. And you want to tell them you want turmoil in the Middle East. Remember the word turmoil. Turmoil in the Middle East. And while you're there, you also want to get yourself a Berkey water filter. Though there's 6 different models. There's one to fit just about every household size, every situation. We'll talk about that after the break. But get yourself prepared because this is life and death. This is like those potassium iodide pills. And by the time you need them, if you don't have them, it's too late.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. And, you know, folks, one of these water filters, anyway, is a good thing to have. Just for the mere fact, if there's ever a storm or something and you lose your electricity, you know, the potential for a large water supply to go down, well, you can take and go out and get water out of the puddle outside and put it in one of these filters and you can drink it, right, Sam?
Yeah, that's right.
And so then you're not going to be without water. And also, have you ever tried, you know, you store enough water for yourself. You know how much water you have to store. You know, that's a lot of water. And so it's the best way to go. And you need it for many, many things. And we're just trying to get you prepared. Anyway, we'll be back. We're going to go for a break, and we're going to be back in about 3 minutes with more from Apostle Stan Johnson. Amen.
Pastor Dan will be right back.
Countries have denied internet access for their people during civil strife. The FCC seized in-use commercial shortwave frequencies right after the September 11th attacks. No one communication system can be depended on to be there when you need information. You need choices. You need a KU band free-to-air satellite system from AVR. The AVR system includes a receiver, an LNB, and a 75-centimeter dish. All you need to get on your own is the coaxial cable. The system is delivered to your door for $149.99. That's right, delivered for $149.99. That's the shipping and the system, $149.99. Call 541-225-4659. That's 541-225-4659. Or visit AmericanVoiceRadio.com and click Satellite System.
Prices going up, homes being foreclosed, unemployment insurance running out, jobs leaving the country. Many people cannot afford to eat or keep a roof over their head. Too many can do neither. Messiah's Branch has a mission church in Wichita, Kansas that helps the victims of this banker's economy, the American people. Your neighbors. The mission is the last hope for so many Americans. We need your help to lift up the poorest of the poor. These are men, women, and children who once had homes, now in the street. They all need what you need. First aid, beds, food, clothing, and so on. You can send a monetary gift or a box of necessities to 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Or donate online by going to WichitaHomeless.com. Or simply call 316-619-4886. 316-619-4886.
Can your family survive a food shortage lasting 2 weeks, 6 months, or maybe longer? Sound far-fetched? We live in precarious times. There is an ever-increasing possibility of food shortages caused by terrorist attacks, natural disasters, truck strikes, or monetary collapse. You owe it to yourself and family to prepare, and you can by getting a supply of our long-storing, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods. Our foods are time-tested to store for decades, require a minimum of time and energy to prepare while maintaining superior nutritional value, freshness, and taste. Our foods were designed for the space program and are in constant use today by our own nuclear submarine service. Contact the Freeze Dry Guy today at freezedryguy@landsat.com. That's freezedryguy@landsat.com or call 530-265-8333. 530-265-8333 and let them know you heard it on American Voice Radio.
What makes deep sea salt from France so different? Up from the ocean depths in the south of France flow undersea rivers of pristine sea water. At high tide, the prepared salt ponds are filled with this water. Over spring and summer, processed only by ocean breezes and sunshine, the brine thickens and salt crystals float to the top. These are harvested with nets and deposited on wooden drainage flats to dry. The salt is then gathered up, packaged, and shipped around the world. This salt is much more than a box of lifeless sodium chloride. Soldiers worth their salt were once paid with this valuable commodity. It contains 78 to 84 balancing elements. This is living salt, and once you have tasted it, you will never go back to anything else. I've seen this salt in gourmet shops for $30 a pound. Get it now at 4spectrum.us for under $8 a pound. Order 10 pounds and enter the coupon code AVRSALT at checkout and save $20. Ships free to your door or call 800-581-8906. Order today.
Dan Catlin, and you're listening to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy. the Hour and the American Voice Radio Network. Please remember to pray tonight about a donation for our work with the homeless and poor. You know, folks, we're totally supported by the people that the Father uses to support us, and that is you people that listen to us on radio. We also have a group of supporters. Where it comes from is a mail-out newsletter. It hasn't gone out for March. So we really need you to consider a donation tonight so we can continue the work of our Father. Really, folks, we're not asking so that we'll be rich. If you see my house, you'd be shocked at the way I live, because I do not live in riches. I live as a poor man. In fact, I had a vow of poverty. Anyway, so we're now back with Apostle Stan Johnson, and we're talking about several things about the Middle East, and we're talking about turmoil in the Middle East and America. Are you there, Stan?
Yes, but I'd like to say something about your ministry first.
Uh-oh.
Is that okay?
Okay, I guess.
You know, I think one of the most important ministries on the globe, one of the ministries that will get the attention of the Father more than anything, the one thing the Father has guaranteed, he promised us, that if we give to the poor, then we are obligating him to give back to us. If there's any one sure thing we know we can give to and we'll be blessed, is giving to the poor. Now, the problem is, you know, a lot of these ministries will say, yeah, we're, you know, they'll show you little kids with flies crawling on their lips and their eyes and say give, and these kids, you know, they're eating porridge and stuff like that. Well, yeah, a person needs more than just food. They need someone to pray with them and lead them to the Lord and to minister to them, to teach them the Word. And all of these things is what Dan does. He does what most things they really should be done with the poor, but most places don't do that. And if there's any one place I know that I can give to, and, you know, like, for example, a lot of these places that, you know, TV things, you know, you give $100 and maybe 15 of it actually winds up in the mouths of someplace. And with Dan, if you give $100, probably $80 of it winds up in somebody's mouth or shoes on their feet to keep them out of snow, or blankets to keep them from freezing, or a Bible, or feeding them so that they'll come in and get out of the cold and hear the gospel. So, and by the way, I know what you're thinking, but now, Stan, you know, I'm trying to survive myself. Is it really a good idea that I take money that I really need to keep or store up or buy one of those water filters or something like that for my own family and give it to the poor? I'm going to say more so now than ever, because, see, we can't protect ourselves. We can't warn ourselves. Just like Joseph, he was warned in a dream by night. God spoke to him saying, get up and get out of here and go to Egypt. And we have to be faithful so that God will take care of us. If we take care of the poor, God will take care of us. I'm going to say, I'm going to go out on a limb here. I'm going to say I think it is more important to take care of someone else, especially the poor, than taking care of your own personal self. Now, that's a very difficult balancing act, because the Bible does say that if you don't take care of your family, you're worse than an infidel. But I'll say that if you take care of the poor, then God will take care of you. And so I really encourage you, don't just think about yourself and your family, and you got to do that too. I understand that. But also, take care of the poor. And when you give to Dan, I mean, this brother has a heart to win souls. He will lay hands on people that you and I probably wouldn't even want to touch. We'd be afraid we'd be getting some kind of bug or lice or something. And he'll hug them. And he'll do things. That's what he's called to do. And he will. I'm glad he's there. I'm glad he's doing that. And I'm happy to continue to support him. So, absolutely.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that. And it is a dire need, you know. We see, you wouldn't believe the miracles that we see when people are down to nothing and all they can do is call out to the Father and they ask for that miracle prayer. You wouldn't believe the miracles that you absolutely see. And amen. Anyway, let's go on.
Okay, all right. Let's get on over to the next topic. And before I get there, I have to read this question. It came in an email. Okay. Question. Some predict that the radiation from Japan could move into America due to the wind patterns on Earth. If that would happen, could the radiation begin to get into our water system, maybe through rain, and would that be the fulfillment of what God spoke to Prophet Leslie, or was God talking about someone actually and intentionally putting something into the waters? So I need to make that stipulation.
Okay.
Leslie did not say and cannot, and God did not show her whether it was someone intentionally putting something in the water or if it was radiation or, you know, what it was. It just appears. She doesn't know if it's a bug or a virus or what, or some kind of poison. She doesn't know, but she just says that you're not going to be able to trust whether it's coming out of the tap, the ground, or the bottle. And on that note, most people don't know this, but the water bottle manufacturers are not regulated by the FDA, and they can put ketchup in those bottles if they want to. No one is coming around. Your city tap water, they're regulated. I mean, people go around and test the water.
Right.
But in the bottles, no one tests that water. No one makes sure that water is pure and clean. So, theoretically, with that in mind, we could actually trust our tap water better than we could a bottle of water. But
yeah,
what do
we
do?
It's been proven over and over that they catch these people, and the bottled water is nothing but somebody else's tap water.
Yes, it's sad. Now, let me go back to what I was saying there.
Okay, go ahead.
So we don't know whether it's going to be radiation or a poison or a bug or what. However, don't think just because you got a well at your house and you drilled it and sat on your farmland and you got good water. Well, you know, they can, under pressure, pump some kind of poison. They could pump ricin down into the aquifers, and that stuff can flow for miles. And if you take ricin, for example, that's a poison, and there is no antidote, there is nothing that can stop you from dying short of a miracle of God. There is nothing any doctor or hospital can do. There is no antidote. There is no anti-venom. If you take ricin, you are dead unless you get a miracle. So we don't know what they're going to do. And I have to say, and I want to make this clear, too, the prophecy did not say that the environmentalists are the ones that are lacing the water, nor that the water was laced. However, it does sort of smack of rather an incident, incidental, that the environmentalists get mad. I could very easily see this happening. Okay, they get mad, and these people aren't Christians. They don't believe that there's a supreme God over everything. They think that the trees and the birds and the bees and the caribou and us are all on the same level. They think the trees are alive and the earth is alive and, you know, earth, wind, and fire and all that sort of stuff. And so it would make perfect sense if we start drilling up there in the Alaskan Wildlife Refuge and we start telling the caribou, you got to move over so we can put our rig there. And these environmentalists see this and they start protesting and the oil companies won't listen and they just keep on drilling in there anyway. It makes perfect sense to me that they could get so mad that in their mind, here's what they could rationalize. Okay, you're killing the caribou. The caribou can't come and defend themselves, so I'm going to defend the caribou against you. So you killed the caribou, so I'm going to kill you. And they could start lacing water supplies. I mean, I remember when I was a kid, there was a water reservoir, and it had nothing but a chain-link fence with barbed wire on top. Somebody could walk up to there, and they wouldn't even have to cut the wire, you know, and just start throwing stuff over into the water supply. There's no kind of protection from our water supply in many cities.
Yeah, absolutely. We get our water from a spring outside of town. And everybody goes over there. The young kids go over there and party and make out and things, yuck, yuck. But you could get access right to the water tower, and, you know, you could poison it just that easy.
Absolutely. There you go. Now, in my let me talk about the water filters. Now,
go right ahead.
I have, I guess it was probably 2 or 3 years ago, I was impressed to get a water filter. Now, we've been selling them through Prophecy Club for 12 or 13 years. And, yeah, I mean, we had one up in the attic someplace for some emergency, never even opened it up. But 2 or 3 years ago, I actually pulled it down. And now for the last, for sure, I'm going to say 3 years, every bit of the water I drink goes through the Berkey water filter. I take it out of the tap. I run it through the Berkey water filter. And so, I mean, I know if somebody has put anything into the water supply, it's not reaching me.
Right, absolutely. And, Doesn't it do something to change the taste? Does it make it taste better?
Okay, well, let's talk about that. Now, down where I live in the Dallas area, each August, unless there's been a lot of rain, then the water gets tasting like mud. Well, I went down to the dog and cat store, and they have these, like, one bag of this granulated charcoal. Looks like little bitty small black rock. And I put that in the top of my Berkey, and we need to talk about the Berkey. So that as the water is filtering down, it goes past those granules, and it removes all of the bad taste. So I think my water tastes better than any tap water or bottled water because I have the granules in there. Now, the reason, here's the do's and don'ts on a water filter. You don't want to have a water filter that requires electricity because...
Yeah.
There might not be
no electricity.
Okay. You don't want to have a water filter that requires pressure. Because then what happens when they say, well, look, people are getting sick from the water. We're turning off the water until
right.
we can find out what's going on. And you may go 30 days and there's no water coming out of your tap. Now what?
Okay, yeah, absolutely.
So you got to have a gravity water filter. I guess there's other brands. I don't know. I haven't really checked them out. But the Berkey is the one that the missionaries have been using for 20 or 30 years. They take it over to all kinds of countries that have all kinds of bugs and viruses and bacteria and pinworms and parasites, and it filters it all out. The Berkey is the standard, and that's what I recommend people get. And, yes, we offer them. I don't know if you offer them, but if you don't.
No, I don't. I don't even have one yet.
Well, you need to get one. We'll talk after the program. But anyway, if you'll go to prophecyclub.com, I'll explain to you what we have on our website. There's essentially six kinds. The very, very basic one is called a sports bottle, and it's just a plastic bottle, and it's like $29, I think it is, but it'll give you a hernia trying to suck the water out. I don't like it, but I'm telling you, you can get one for $29. Then the one that actually I designed, I sent in the drawings, told him to make me one like this, and he did, is called a Go Berkey. It has, now let me explain, it's kind of like a giant coffee pot, and then it has so many holes in it. You can get them that has one hole, means you can put one filter in it, or
right.
you can get it with two holes, four holes, six holes, or eight holes. Now, the one I have is called a Crown. They're backordered on the Crown, but it has eight holes, so I have eight filters, and I can put 2 or 3 gallons of water in that rascal, and I mean, it filters it all in probably 30 minutes. So having water in my house is very easy. Let me go back to what I was saying. All right, the next thing is the Travel Berkey.
Mm-hmm.
That's also very small, and I think you can get that for $220. Then there's a Berkey Light system. You can get it with two filters or four filters. I recommend you get four filters. Now, as far as how long do the filters last, I run tap water through my filters. If you run dirty water, you may have to filter it or clean them more often. However, about once a year, I'll take my filters out. I take them out in the garden, or I mean out to the garden hose, and I put the water hose so it's running reverse. In other words, the opposite way of their normally filtering. They
right.
start sweating on the outside, and then I take like a little Brillo pad, and there's a film on them, and I just scrape that film off, and then, boom, it's good for another year or so.
So you can clean them then, amen.
Yeah.
You don't have to keep buying them.
Right, right. You can clean them. At least I do, and that's what the Berkey people tell me that can be done also. Anyway, like you say, you can get the one-holer, the two-holer, four-holer, six-holer, eight-holer, and I recommend you get anywhere up to like $550, from $139 to $550. If you go to the website, it has them all laid out at prophecyclub.com, what you can get and what to order. Now, if you order it tonight, it's still going to be probably 3 or 4 weeks before it gets to you. Now, I think we've still got time, but I don't know. If it is the environmentalist, we don't know that, but if it is, then just kind of mentally walking through that process, first we've got to get the president's okay to drill. Then they got to move the rigs into place. And then they have to start drilling in several areas. And then the environmentalists have to realize that we're going to ignore them and we're going to drill anyway. So any time after we start drilling, it gets really dicey. It gets really risky. Now, if it is the environmentalists that are going to lace our water, and again, we don't know for certain how it gets there or what it is, but the Lord told us to get water filters, so obviously it's something that a water filter can take out, okay? What I'm trying to say is don't wait until the last minute. I'm saying that again. Don't wait until the last minute. And don't worry about calling over and getting it from Prophecy Club, because Dan will tell you we support his ministry. So whatever you give us, is a large portion, if not all of it, is going to wind up over there feeding the poor anyway. Main thing is, it's not about money, it's about life. Because the first report that hits the news saying there's somebody got sick from some bad water, poof, all of the water filters in America will be gone.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just like what happened with
potassium iodide. I want to say a couple things here. Can I butt in?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. One thing I want to say is on the water filters, amen. People, it's just like he says, when this happens, you know, I mean, instantly, like he says, they're going to be gone. You're not going to be able to get them. Okay, and that's just like if you wait on stocking up food. If you haven't got food stocked up, you better have at least, I'd stock up 6 months to a year for sure.
Yep.
But let's go back to Stan. I got a question for you, Stan.
Okay.
Most people would ask, why should we trust Prophet Leslie? So what's her ratio? How many missed prophecies has she had? How many times has she been wrong?
I don't know of a prophecy that she's missed. Matter of fact, let me tell you one that she just told me last night. All right,
okay.
She just drove yesterday down to Topeka because she's bringing a teaching on how to overcome the tyrant kings and try to help people to get out of their poverty and things like that. And the
right.
People really enjoy her teaching. And so anyway, that when she got there, this one of the congregation members came up to her and said, you know, Leslie, I've been looking at this apartment, and I'm trying to decide which apartment I want to get, and there's various prices, and I just wish you would just pray and tell me, you know, like, how much should I spend for an apartment? She says, okay, I'll pray. So she prayed, and she heard $560. So she said, all right, it was $530. I want to get the price right. $530. And so she called her and told her. She went over and looked at the next apartment, and the price was $520. But they had a $10 a month pet fee, which brought the price up to $530. So she took that apartment.
Right,
so,
amen.
Those kind of things happen with Leslie all the time. She has prophesied that Arafat would go into the hospital and die there. 2 years later, he did. She's prophesied that Israel will give the Palestinians a state. She's been given the exact words to like six or seven headlines in the future,
right,
for America. Matter of
Amen.
Fact, I don't know. Now, maybe there is. But I don't know of another prophet in America that I trust more than her. And I know several. I've worked with them.
Right. Amen. You have with the Prophecy Club. You've worked with
That's
more
right.
than one. Anyway, so where again can they, we've got a couple minutes left. Okay, where can they, the phone number again, that's what we want.
785-266-1112. That's 785-266-1112. 12, and the Prophecy Club website is prophecyclub.com. Now, you got to spell prophecy right. You wind up at the wrong website. It's spelled with a C, as in Charlie. PROPHECYclub.com, prophecyclub.com. Just click on the Berkey's. Go in there and place you an order, and it'll probably be 3 or 4 weeks. And if somebody else tells you they can get you one faster, I would really be questioning.
Right.
Because we, the fella that is the nationwide distributor for Berkey's is a close friend of our ministry.
Right.
And he's the one that supplies all of them to the United States, and we get them from him. And they're the ones that told me that they are 2 or 3 weeks behind in supplying them. So I'm just telling you, don't wait. It'll be like potassium iodate. It was gone within hours.
Well, you know something else that's really interesting that you mentioned, but I'd like to re-mention, is the fact that before this prophecy was given, you know, the people were already buying these out, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And so that, you know, God doesn't just speak the same thing to, you know, he warns other people, you know, by putting it on their hearts. So
that's
other
right.
People are being warned, right?
That's right.
And so that's, folks, listen, it's like stocking food. If you stock food, don't buy the kind that you're not going to use. You stock food that you can rotate and that you're going to use, okay? And it's the same way with this. This isn't something that you're not going to use anyway. I hope you don't, and just put it on your shelf. I think you should do like Stan and just start using it.
That's right. Well, see, the
normally,
problem is
all
we
the
don't
time,
know
you
they
have better water, and then you never can tell when something's going to go bad
that's
with water.
Right. We don't know when they lace the water. We don't know when the water is bad. We don't want to be the first ones that wake up dead.
Wake up dead. I always wondered about that expression. Folks, but this isn't a laughing matter, really. I really think that you ought to get one. Pray about it. With all things, pray about it and see if you're led to do it. And check out the Prophecy Club, where they're at. No, it's theprophecyclub.com, right?
Right.
Okay, and the phone number one more time, Stan, and then I'll let you go.
785, let me repeat it, 785-266-1112. Grab your cell phone one more time, 785-266-1112, and be sure and send, what do you call it?
What
do I just say? Send the check. What? Be sure and send Dan a donation. There, you can tell him who to send.
Yeah, you can send a donation to us by check or money order if that's what you want to do, and that's to Messiah's Branch, and it's at 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas. But you can just call me, and I'll tell you how to do all that, or you can go to our website. And my phone number, of course, I guess the second time in a program, but I don't usually, 620-878-4682, 620-878-4682. Stan, thanks for being on with me.
You're welcome.
And thanks for the insight with the Middle East. I really needed to get that out.
God bless you. Thanks for having me.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Be blessed.
Bye-bye.
Okay, folks, where are we at? All right. Well, you need to pray about it. I honestly believe, you know, even if Stan wouldn't have told you that, I would say that it's one of the things that you need to stock up is you need to have a water filter. You need to have a way to have emergency water other than your normal water supply. With all these crazy things, wouldn't you think about the people in Japan? They didn't know that there was an earthquake coming, right? Earthquake came. And you know how many people were over there without water that could probably, if they could get some out of a puddle and put it in a water filter or something, you know, if they had a way? Think about that. How many storms do you see in America, or floods do you see in America, and these things happen? People are without water for days. You can go a long period of time without food, but going without water. So, therefore, you know, even if you wouldn't have said it, I'd say that's one of the things you need to stock. And in fact, I think I'm going to ask a fellow from, I think it's eFoods Direct, back on to talk about stocking food again, because you really need to stock up. The time is now, folks. There's a trouble here. And it's just not going away. I think it's going to get worse and worse and worse. Otherwise, we wouldn't be blowing the shofar at the first of the program. Anyway, pray about a donation for radio airtime. Remember, these are real satellite programs and airtime costs. So pray about it. We're totally supported by your mercy, by those of you that the Father puts it on their heart. But remember, the only way to the Father is through his Son, Yeshua. There's no other way that you can be saved. There's no in-between. You're either saved or you're not saved. And if you're saved, if you're not saved, you're going to be cast in a lake of fire at the end of it. Do you want that? I don't think so. And those people that will be safe in a time of trouble are the people that are hearing from the Father. And so you need to listen to him. But to be able to listen to him, you must know his Son, Yeshua. You must have a personal relationship. So remember, always be a blessing to others. Always be a blessing to others. Love your neighbors as yourself. That's what the Word says. Lord, the Father, love the Father first, and then love your neighbor as yourself, okay? Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. That's like praying for Messiah's return. Lord our God, Father, King of the universe, I ask in Yeshua HaMashiach's name that the Father bless us and keeps you, and his face shines upon you and is gracious to you and gives you peace like no one else can. Until the first day of the week, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the Internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for Messiah's Branch.
Food prices going up. Homes being foreclosed, unemployment insurance running out, jobs leaving the country. Many people cannot afford to eat or keep a roof over their head. Too many can do neither. Messiah's Branch has a mission church in Wichita, Kansas that helps the victims of this banker's economy, the American people. Your neighbors. The mission is the last hope for so many Americans. We need your help to lift up the poorest of the poor. These are men, women, and children who once had homes, now in the street. They all need what you need. First aid, beds, food, clothing, and so on. You can send a monetary gift or a box of necessities.